passion, principles, politics. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And we begin with a story that sounds unbelievable, but unfortunately, it is true.
Boy, wait till you hear this story. This is one of your bonuses for being up and at it this early. County health officials near St. Louis have shut down a business on grounds that it might be injurious to people's health. They don't have the proper permits. The business they're shutting down is an 11-year-old girl's cupcake selling business. I am not making this up. This report comes to us from KMOTV.
It all started after a positive article in the local newspaper.
That's right, Chris Stanford in Troy, Illinois tonight, and the family can't believe it, Chris.
No, they can't. Why would Madison County shut down a cupcake business run by an 11-year-old? That's the question many here in Troy are asking tonight. The health department saying they have to treat everyone the same, no matter their age.
Yeah, it was disappointing because I really wanted to bake a lot since I got the article out.
Chloe Sterling was featured Sunday by the Belleville News Democrat and highlighted for her talents for baking and decorating cupcakes.
Well, I really liked it. It was really cool for me.
The article also mentioned Chloe was selling the cupcakes at $10 a dozen, and the county health department shut her down.
Shut her down. Now think about this. How did health officials learn about this little girl's business? There was an article in the Belleville newspaper that was, you know, a complimentary article about, hey, you know, did you hear about this charming little girl and her cupcake business?
A little go-getter.
And so here's the reaction from government bureaucrats. Hey, Harry, did you see that article on the front page of the paper about that 11-year-old girl selling cupcakes? Yeah, I saw it. Sharon was just telling me. Who does she think she is? We've checked. She doesn't have permits.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have a permit? Do we have some paperwork?
Let's go shut her down. Let's show her what happens when you think you can just avoid City Hall. I mean, the way that people react to things.
The health department is coming down on this one like a ton of bricks.
You know, it's just, remember we had this same, not identical, but similar situation.
Are you thinking of the Portland case?
In Portland, yeah. Where the little girl, I think she was 11 years old too, wasn't she?
I'll double check. It was really close, but she wanted to sell mistletoe right before Christmas.
She wanted
and she was going to give it to charity.
And she went to the open marketplace, and she just...
Farmer's market.
The farmer's market in Portland, and she had her little, you know, just her little corner. And she was shushed away by a security guard who said, well, you've got to have a permit to sell something here. And she said, I just want to sell some mistletoe our family, you know, makes. And the guy said, well, I'll tell you what, you can beg, you can panhandle, but you can't work and sell what you make. And the little girl asked, wait a minute. I can beg for drugs. I can beg for money so I could buy drugs, but I can't sell something? That makes no sense. Thus, you have the collision between conservatism and liberalism at a very young age. So the same thing is happening now in the suburb of St. Louis. Here is this little girl's mom.
She received an additional 12 or 14 orders on Sunday after the article ran. And she couldn't fill any of them.
I was kind of bummed that I had to cancel everything.
We had to tell them to cease operations.
Madison County Health Department spokeswoman Amy Yeager says Chloe has been violating the county's food ordinance and the Illinois Food Sanitation Code.
How is this any different from kids setting up a lemonade stand on the side of the road?
Well, basically, Chris, a rule is a rule. So this particular operation falls under the definition of a food service establishment.
So, right now, Chloe is focused on finding a way to start her business back up.
Yeah, because I really want to get back to baking.
Unbelievable. You notice she didn't answer the question? The reporter said, well, how is this different from a lemonade stand? Because that's dispersing a food, a liquid, something that someone consumes. So how is this different? Well, she's ignoring not only not only county, but state food rules. It's not like she had set up a restaurant or something like that. She was pulling in, you know, about $80 a week.
Yeah, one of the newspaper website stories I just found indicated is right about that that amount.
And by the way, no complaints. You know, she didn't come to authorities' attention because people got sick from her cupcakes, and there was an article in the paper, and the health department said, "Well, we got to step in here." No, it was an article saying, "Isn't this sweet? This little girl, work ethic, making cupcakes. People think they're just delightful." And these bureaucrats, again, I just can't get the picture out of my head, in my mind's eye, of these people in this, you know, gray government building saying,
and nobody,
"Hey,
nobody complained.
Did you see the story about this sweet little girl selling these cupcakes and making a little pocket money? Yeah, I saw it. I'm as concerned as you are."
Yeah, no complaints, like you said. Nobody got sick. Just the bureaucrats saw the story in the newspaper and went into crackdown mode.
But it gives you an idea of just how inflexible and brain dead government bureaucracies are. This is, you know, on the order of school bureaucrats, you know, accusing kids who have, you know, squirt guns or Nerf guns of violating the firearms policy, where firearms are not allowed on school property. I mean, it's just absolutely silly. Now, this story is in flux. I mean, the story is not over. So as soon as we hear an update on this from KMOTV, we will let you know what it is. But it's just, again, so absolutely ridiculous. Are Republicans on the verge of grabbing defeat from the jaws of victory? Well, they could be if they keep moving in the direction they are on immigration and amnesty. Also, speaking of, well, I'll tell you what. We are so packed with stuff, I can't get into the list right now. Here's your headlines.